It's all right, Kira, she says with a sad smile. Julia told me she'd let the cat out of the bag. I was wondering how long it would be before you came round. It's true, then, that it's... your... terminal? Yeah, it seems that the pesky cancer is back with a vengeance. It's in my brain, apparently, this time. And what I've got is rare. Trust me not to have something straightforward. Oh, Tamsin, I say, reaching out for her thin hand. My eyes fill with tears. I'm so sorry. Well, it's not exactly like it came as a complete surprise. Life is terminal, if you hadn't noticed, she says with one of her cheeky grins. But what about a cure? There must be a cure. Phil says the best treatment is here and they're doing all they can for me. But Ian has been doing lots of internet research. I want to remind her how Amma warned us not to believe anything online, but I can see from her face that this isn't the time to point that out. The thing is, there might be a cure in Mexico, in this clinic Ian found. There's some really promising results. He really wants me to go, but we can't afford that. But if you don't, what then? She gives me a look. Well, who knows? If I'm lucky, I might get a few months. A few months? To live? No, to die. Another dark grin. Oh, Jesus. I clamp my hand over my mouth, not wanting to face what she's just told me. Don't ask him, Tamsin says, laughing at my profanity. Believe me, I've already done some praying and it hasn't worked. And at this point, I'm willing to try anything. Maybe Mexico is the solution. If that's what you want, then there must be some kind of way to get you there. I'm buggered if I can think of one, she says. I could beg and borrow off everyone I know, but it still wouldn't be enough. Don't give up, I tell her. Don't lose hope. We'll find a way. All I want is some time, she says sadly. More time.